Go wherever you want this weekend because the Liberty Bridge is finally open. Drive across the bridge to Taco Fest, Sam Adams Fest, or for a gobblerito. That's all next on 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, September 30th. I am Sarah Kovash, a digital editor here at WESA, and with me is Morning Edition host and human that I enjoy, Josh Rollerson.
Wow, Sarah, that's one of the nicest things anybody's ever said about me. Thank you.
Thank you. And another human that I enjoy very much is Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Boring. Just kidding. I appreciate.
Take your terrible attitude out of here, young lady.
Yeah. Rachel's such a stinker.
Oh my gosh, this should be the most amazing week
human
ever.
Human I tolerate, Rachel Carlson.
Do you just want to know why?
Okay.
Why? What?
Wait, other
what?
Than because it's my birthday on Saturday.
Happy birthday. What
are hey, thanks. Do? Yeah, thanks for that unsolicited birthday
gonna,
wish.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, when's the party?
I don't know. You tell me. That's what you guys are here for. You tell me what to do because I don't know what to do.
Would you actually hang out with us outside of this studio?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is there food?
Because I feel like
is there beer?
Is there beer?
I think Jim like really wants to hang out with you.
Let's hang out.
I think Jim thinks like you guys would be...
He will be so disappointed when he
finally
meets me.
No, I feel like you guys have a lot of overlapping interests.
Probably, yeah, I think so. Based on Twitter, I would say that's a good bet.
Does he like biking? Does he like...
You guys both tolerate me on different levels, though.
No.
Jim really likes to brew beer, which you like.
Mm.
He hasn't done it for a while, but actually there was some talk last night.
Same here,
yeah. Pizza, video games, techie things.
Yeah.
Right on.
Well, we'll have to do... a triple date sometime.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
But for the weekend, Josh, I see beer in your future.
Thank God.
I see food, specifically tacos. All right.
Tacos. Okay. I'm intrigued.
It's like a fortune telling episode.
Tell
I love
me more.
It.
And I also see some good things happening for the city of Pittsburgh, including the Liberty Bridge being open.
Thank you.
And the Beach Bridge View Tea Line. Being open. It's like that's true. All of our prayers have been answered.
It's like
kind
the
of.
South Hills are now part of Pittsburgh again.
I know. Thank God.
Welcome back, you guys.
Oh, my God.
We missed you.
This is awful. It was, now we just need Potomac Avenue and my hood and Dormont to get its act together.
What, baby steps, Rachel.
I know. Yeah. I know. We can only ask her so much.
Give it, 15 to 20 years and maybe.
Did you see that article about Lawrenceville and how there's like an article every week, but about how it's a headache.
About how Lawrenceville is up and coming?
No, how it's...
Did you know property values are rising there?
How what? It is here and they're having trouble.
Oh.
With parking.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Prices are astronomical.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right.
Well, to me, to the person that is outside the situation, it wouldn't make sense for them to allow developers to build stuff without supplying garages, too. So
sure.
I don't know.
You would think.
That would seem commonsensical.
Yeah. So sensical? Is that a word?
Yeah, I think
sure.
so, yeah.
Okay. I like that word. Yeah. So I don't know. But I think what's great is that we are now able to cross some bridges and rivers. So, well, other than trucks, do not go on the Liberty Bridge trucks.
No.
Yeah, nope. Nine ton limit.
I was wondering, are those like big monster trucks banned then? Like the ones that always have the balls hanging from the back?
Good question. Well, as long as they only have two axles, I think they're good.
Yeah, okay. No right? Tri-axles. I saw that.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know what the rule is on
who's going to regulate
truck balls.
Well, also,
who's regulating?
PennDOT.
They're going to look. And they're
I don't
like,
know. That's
I
a
guess
good question.
If you drive your truck and
let's
then
go
it
find out.
Cracks and.
Let's go rent a big U-Haul.
See who stops us.
See what happens.
Because, I mean, it was pretty god-awful, the Liberty Bridge being closed. But I kept saying, it's fine because I don't want to die.
That's a good point.
It could collapse at any point, and it could have really collapsed. And so I was fine with it being closed as long as they needed it to be. But I will say, switching topics over to the T stop, they originally projected that it was supposed to be 2 years long, and I think the people of Beachview were like, hell no. And so it took 6 months. And to me, that they did that in 6 months, they literally, I think, well, it's like maybe 6.5, 7, but that they did that and they project all these projects to be like years and years and years, that they can get it done faster. They just don't.
Yeah. I would.
Maybe this is the story you guys need to investigate.
Well, did you pitch a story just now?
Just, I don't know.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah. We're all pretty busy.
Assigned,
so
go.
Probably a lot of spelling errors that you're going to check, but yeah.
That's my job.
Okay, so Josh, I'll kind of sort of plan your birthday weekend. You can just follow along and figure out.
You got to let me know what's going on with tacos. You've been keeping me hanging for like 5 minutes.
Yes, there was talk of tacos.
Let me start with Friday, because Oakland Forever, which is a great organization in Oakland, which I actually think is pretty, they do a pretty good job of promoting different events going on around the Oakland area, is going to be doing a night market on Friday from 5 to 11 on South Bouquet, or Bouquet, however you want to say it, Street. And we'll feature a lot of local vendors from the Oakland area, as well as clothing, jewelry, crafts, etc. There will be a live band. And obviously, there will be a lot of fun going on in Oakland. So don't be scared of the Pitt students. You can go to Oakland as well.
Do people say Bouquet?
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
South.
Like if you live in Versailles?
Yeah.
Or North Versailles?
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like I mispronounce a lot of things, so I'll just go ahead start with it.
Geographic pronunciation quiz for you guys.
Okay. Yes, go.
There is a street in Uptown, and it's spelled G-I-S-T. Do you know the pronunciation of this street?
Gist.
Okay, Rachel says gist. Sarah?
I mean, I would assume gist, but I don't know, actually.
Okay, and I also would assume gist, and I said that on the radio one time giving a traffic report.
No.
I got an angry email from a listener who upbraided me for not knowing.
No.
A real Pittsburgher would know how to pronounce. Apparently, it is Gist Street. So now you know.
I don't hang on Uptown that much, so I didn't even know that was a street over there.
And see, I was giving myself credit for actually knowing where it was because I had run by it recently and thought, that's a weird name for a street. I wonder how it's pronounced. And then it came up in the traffic report. I was like, well, take a shot. 50-50, I lost.
Josh, shame on you for not knowing exactly every street name
in
the city of Pittsburgh.
Yep, I'm the problem.
Oh my gosh, Jinx.
I was going to say, I feel like two people are very sensitive about the boundary lines of neighborhoods. And so like if you're, you know, reporting on something that's on the cusp of two neighborhoods, like you will get calls.
Oh yeah.
People are very passionate about that. I mean, understandably, if you live in that neighborhood, but it's hard to always distinguish if you're not, you know, in that neighborhood.
Well, there are formal boundaries that have been mapped out, but they don't make a lot of sense sometimes.
Well,
yeah, and sometimes you're in like one like zip code for one, but you're technically in the other two, which is really confusing.
And so when I first launched Yelp way back in 2011, I had to map it with Google Earth, which was a long project, but actually very interesting. I literally had to draw lines on where things ended and began. And I didn't realize that Squirrel Hill is broken up into three. Lawrenceville is broken up into three.
Like north, south, central,
middle, central, or upper, central, lower.
I know there's a Squirrel Hill South. There is a South Oakland. That kind of
thing. Yeah, South Oakland, North
Upper
Oakland.
Lawrenceville.
There is like 4 or 5 different micro neighborhoods up along Bigelow Boulevard that you would never Bedford
Dwellings.
Yeah. It's so random. And then obviously with the north side, there's maybe 12 or more different neighborhoods within the north side with Manchester and
north side is totally baffling to me.
Yeah. Troy Hill and Spring Garden. It's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
That's the 99 neighborhoods.
What is it like along Ohio River Boulevard? Is that considered Manchester?
Yes.
Or there's some other weird
I think
designation
it's, there's
on
also
it.
Chateau.
Chateau, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
What is Chateau? Is that a real
There's a really good
that's a region. Yeah, that's a region.
There's a really good coffee shop back there.
Yeah, they have excellent baked goods.
Oh, my gosh. If you follow them on Instagram, Chateau.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They're baked goods.
It's food porn. Oof.
Somebody told me once that Wexford isn't an actual place. It's just sort of a designation. It's an exit.
It's not a town? The North Hills is Wexford, really?
But there's no municipality designated thus officially. I don't know if that's true.
Wouldn't it actually be like Pine Township?
That sounds more official.
Yeah, because there's that Pine Shopping Center, I know. Another excellent bakery over there, actually. I just know places based
this
on bakery.
This is an excellent tangent, by the way. This is great.
Well, I mean, I think that neighborhoods are so important to Pittsburghers. It's not a bad tangent
go
on. No, I think that people identify themselves by the neighborhood that they're in and get very passionate about that specific neighborhood.
Sure. I live in the West End, which is the best end.
I live in Dormont, which I'm trying to help. God help us all. Josh is in the Garfield. Greenfield.
Come on, Rachel.
It's Greenfield.
See, that's the thing. I mess
Greenfield. Up. Greenfield. It's going to be the next Lawrenceville. You'll see.
Is it?
Actually, like anecdotally. So I moved there 5 years ago. And I was like, I suppose in retrospect, I was the first wave of the gentrification that I now resent. What is with all these renters taking over our street? What is with all these millennials?
What's with all these farmers
walking around with their haircuts and their novelty pets?
Their
and
mustaches.
Their fixed gear bikes and other cliches.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so I'm that guy now.
Oh, well. If you're, we can segue back to the fact that if you are willing to cross a bridge or a river or a tunnel, there are things going on.
Okay, good.
So beer things going on.
Beer.
Samuel Adams, Rocktoberfest is happening at Stage A on Friday from 5:30 to 11. I feel like Sam Adams kind of teeters the line between still being kind of cool beer. Not so much Coors or
Miller Lite. I know exactly what you mean. No, they're like clearly at a scale of production that they can't really claim. I think they claim to be a micro, whatever that means anymore.
Yeah, but you can get it at any beer. Bar.
Right, but it's like the one thing you can count on at any crappy airport bar. Like you can get a passable pint of something that Sam Adams has brewed. It's like you can't really bag on the quality of it too much. For what it is, it's pretty solid, generally. But it's not anything boutique or special, really.
Well, if you are a Sam Adams fan, this event is for you. Games include a Stein hoisting contest, which I am very interested in. As well as winning a free trip to Boston and going on a brewery tour at Sam Adams, which I would not be opposed to.
Sure.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Wait, so where is this happening?
So this is at Stage AE on Friday. You can get tickets. Sarah, are you very interested now?
I want a free trip to Boston.
Boston's a very cool city. We also, on Saturday, have Brunch Social, which is a new brunch-themed event going on monthly. And this one is the disco edition at Spirit. A lot of people may not realize, but Spirit has a brunch. And it will be happening on Saturday from 11 to 3. And the cool thing is you'll get to snack on a bunch of different brunch places at Spirit. So Bacon, Bigham Tavern, Spirit Studio AM, Josephine's Toast, and Market Street Grocery will all be there. Sampling some delicious snacks from all of these different places. And brunch is definitely the most important meal of the day, so I support that.
I totally had brunch on Sunday.
Where?
Smallman Galley.
The best.
Yeah. Oh. In fact,
I heard about that.
You heard about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, more staff milestones, right? I witnessed a wedding.
Yeah.
Right there in friggin' Smallman Galley. That's pretty cool.
At Smallman Galley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. From one of your staff members?
Yeah, one of our coworkers, Virginia.
Virginia got hitched.
At Smallman Galley.
At Smallman Galley.
How cute. Yeah.
It was like the pre, like, big wedding. Like, this is the official.
Their families are coming in later, and they're going to do a whole thing. But this was, like, signed the papers, and I got to witness it, so I signed a document.
Oh, great place to have.
Saying they're married.
Yeah, great place.
And then you got to eat,
like,
fancy toast after, right?
Totally, yes.
You toasted with toast.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
And then I went by and checked out, and I'm ashamed that it took me this long, but I hadn't been into the new East End tap room in the Strip. Mm-hmm. Brought home a nice growler from that. So it was a cool weekend.
Yeah, it's a very, it's a beautiful space, actually, and also shares it with a woodworking shop, too, which I cannot think of the name of, but it's a nice space. And Hillary Clinton's.
Right, they were, so they were neighbors in the public market at one point, or they were both there anyway.
Yes.
Oh,
so is that
yeah,
sort
okay.
of the public market diaspora, that part of the strip is where those businesses ended up?
They kind of spread out into various locations in the strip, I think.
Yeah, some of them did, which is a good thing.
Can we also talk about another brewery that opened?
Please.
Southern Tier is open on
is
the North Shore now.
Really?
Yeah. The first Steelers home game, I walked by and it was open. So we can go get our pumpkin
going. Oh, cool.
Whoa. That's exciting.
They make Tangier, right? I think so. That's what I spent the whole summer drinking.
Oh,
The sort of tangerine flavored IPA.
Ooh,
that's
very
incredible. Yeah.
Wow. Like well, that. Now you'll be able to go over to the North Shore.
Can't wait.
Neighborhood.
I feel like I'm just going to have, like, you know, when kids, like, drink too much juice and they've just got that, like, red juice stain above their top lip. I'm just going to have, like, a sugar cinnamon stain on my top lip.
Is that
like,
what they put on the rim at the actual Southern Tier Brewing?
Well, actually, I don't know because I haven't actually been to the brewery, but anywhere else that I go, they usually put it on there. Although I did go for a Gobblerito at Mad Mex recently, and they did not sugar the rim of my glass, and I was very disappointed.
The Gobblerito is official and delicious. Mm. I had it for the first time last year. Oh my gosh, it's so good. For anyone that likes to mash all of their food into one pile at Thanksgiving, this is for you.
It also makes excellent leftovers because it starts out mushy. I always say this, but I feel very passionately about this. If you can't finish it, reheats beautifully.
Yes. Well,
this is going to be my first Thanksgiving without Thanksgiving dinner pierogies from Smeets.
Oh. Well, maybe. I did.
There's a pierogi-shaped hole in my heart.
I was talking to a girl that worked at Mad Max, and she said that one year she ordered a pan of Gobbleritos and drove it down to North Carolina to her family, and they reheated it for Thanksgiving dinner. I talked to Bill Fuller, who we all know and love,
right?
And he said that they would do that. They would make them if anyone wanted to order them
to
for their family. Nice. Yeah.
Well, I wonder how it is cold.
I bet it's good too.
I'm not
turkey
a lover
and mashed potatoes are good cold. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not a lover of cold leftovers. I can't. Some people do it. No problem. I can't.
I think it's delicious.
My kids won't eat cold pizza. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Wow.
I don't mind cold pizza, but I like warm pizza better.
More for me.
Yeah. Well, also, I'm going to round out the weekend. Sunday is Oktoberfest at the Beer Garden, which is above the Hotel Monaco. It's probably going to be I would say the time of year when these rooftop places are closing down, so get it in as soon as possible.
I'd like to open like a bring your thickest coat winter rooftop.
It could be like those in Vegas where they have those ice rooms that
you
put parkas on and you like sit on ice cubes. And
we should do that, you guys.
Oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. Okay, we'll talk about this afterwards. We'll formulate and then we'll announce it the next social club. So that's on Sunday from 2 to 6. And then also what Josh has been waiting for his whole life, Taco Fest 2016.
Oh, thank God.
Which
you
is
teased
happening.
This in the first 2 minutes of the show. We're now in minute 23.
Oops. Editing.
Or 18.
So this is happening at Hop Farm Brewing. On Sunday, they have two different sessions from 12 to 3 and from 4 to 7. It's $10, which I think you can't go wrong with because there's going to be multiple vendors that are going to be serving you delicious tacos. And I know there's one person in here that loves a taco. Are there two? Are there three?
Oh, yeah. Who are you referring to?
Everybody loves
tacos. Who doesn't
love
tacos?
You might as well leave America if you don't like tacos.
Well, 25 different vendors.
Just build a wall to keep those tacos.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, boy. Getting political.
So anyway, lots of tacos happening. Also, taco-themed items available for purchase. It doesn't go into detail, but I'm pretty intrigued.
Hmm.
And
I'd like a cilantro necklace, maybe.
Maybe that's like what, instead of a pretzel necklace for Taco Fest. You could do like a cilantro necklace. So you could like sprinkle it on the taco.
Isn't the point of the pretzel necklace is a like a palate cleanser?
I thought it was just so you don't get drunk. Oh. And you like keep snacking.
Hmm. Well, I'm clearly doing it wrong.
Maybe it's for palate cleanser.
I don't know. I want to go again. I feel every episode has like some Googling I have to do after.
Yeah. Or people can call us out on Twitter. We're always welcome to that.
Well, historically, pretzels are available in bars to make you drink more, right? Because they're salty and it makes you thirsty.
Yeah, that's true.
Or Tuesdays and Wednesdays when they've got free popcorn at Jack's.
Same thing.
Nice. Yeah. So I think that's a pretty good Sunday to round out the weekend.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
I would not deny a taco.
No. Are you kidding me? No, I never have enough tacos.
So hopefully your weekend's going to be a good one for your birthday then, Josh. Do you have some ideas?
Viva tacos.
Okay.
Right. Let us know and we'll come party.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This week, what does it take to lead a law enforcement agency? How does a chief build better relations between the department and the community and keep the trust of his officers and also make the changes the public wants?
We're 100% dependent on the consent of those we police for our success.
We'll talk with Chief Cameron McClay of the Pittsburgh Police Department. That's on the Criminal Injustice Podcast. Find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.